On the break, several people always come up and ask questions on the break, and it's a great way for me to get feedback because it's a way to see what people hear and what they don't hear. On page 9 of the guide, I give you examples of the long forms filled out. So I didn't just throw this at you. I've thrown a lot at you. And I mean, some of you look like deer with their, you know, in the headlights. Your kind of eyes are real big and you're kind of glazed over. You will remember it when you go back to work with this stuff. Trust me on this. And you're also supposed to be having your own experience. You can't have my experience. It's mine. When you go to try to do this stuff, you're going to have, you got a 28-page guide. You got the big book. You got the instructions. Go try it. And like Bob Azan says, you're not going to be able to do it right. Give it a shot. It will be right. Why? Because you're going to ask God for strength and direction, and he's going to show you what needs to come out. I've had guys, I've taken them through the fifth step, and they look at me and they go, and that's it? And I go, well, what do you mean? You had a preconceived notion of what this was supposed to be about? And they go, well, yeah. And that wasn't it. I'm like, well, that's it. That's what God said. You know, here it is. And then they come back a month or two later and they go, you know what? That really was it. I wanted it on my terms. I wanted it the way I wanted it. And it's not the way it works. It is the way it is, the way it's supposed to be. And you have to trust the process. That's what the faith that has to work 24 hours, that's where it comes from. We just have to trust that it's going to happen. And if we don't catch it on this inventory, trust me, we'll catch it on another one. Right? So there are examples in here. If you go through, page 9 is the first three columns. Page 10 is a filled out fourth column in the long forms. Right? Theater of the lie. Remember I talked about column 3. Column 3 is where the voice, the committee that's in our head, talks to us. So what I did, this is a real piece of inventory from mine. A very recent piece of inventory, believe it or not. It was caused by me. At the time when I was writing column 3, that's where I'm looking at, was that somebody did something to me. And it happens to be one of my sponsees. And just for sake, we'll call him Kevin. Column 1 is Kevin. Resentment A, what did he do? He critiqued my sponsorship. He says it's supposed to be quality, not quantity. But more to him, you know? Right? So, I've been avoiding this guy giving me resentment for years. You know, and he's been trying, trust me, he tries to give me resentment. And it's a big joke, because I always give him resentment. You know, it's an old adage, it's better to give him than to get him. Well, I've been working with this guy for years, and he finally gets one, and I come downstairs. I walk into the great room at my house, and I look at my wife, and I said, unbelievable, that SOB. He finally did it. I have to go up and write inventory. And for 48 hours, until I wrote the inventory, last year wasn't quite 48 hours, but it was longer than 24. I didn't take care of it that quick. I'm not that healthy yet. I was unfair to live with. And here's what I had. Self-esteem. This is a committee that's going off in my head. I'm a great sponsor. I deserve better. No one should have to put up with his crap from someone who is trying to help. I'm a great friend, too. I would never pull that kind of crap at someone that's going out of the way to help me. Did it affect my pocketbook? Yeah. At the time, I was working for the military. I was doing some work on the computer when he called, and I stopped my important day to listen to this guy's phone call. All right? I need to get my work done. I don't have time for his crap. And column 3, we're not supposed to use profanity here, and I'll try to stay away from it, which is very difficult for me when I talk about inventory, because the committee that's in my head does not talk with clean language. It talks with the most vile, cantankerous stuff comes out. Because where is it going on? The problem lies in our head. This is what's going on, right? I don't have time for his crap, particularly from people who don't want my help. It's getting in the way of my work for the reserves. I deserve to be left alone so I can provide for my family and pay my bills, right? Okay? And remind you, this is with 18 years of sobriety. Okay? Oops, backwards. Personal relations, ambition. I want to be a great sponsor. I want to help people who want to be helped. I want to be the best I can for God. I want to be a great provider and a great AA. I want to be spiritual and at peace, not in a rage or resentment. Come on, guys, stop laughing. Inventory is not fun, right? All right. Sex relations. Kevin shouldn't come between come in my way of Brenda and I. I can't be intimate if I'm all pissed off. Brenda should understand my position about what a pain in my ass Kevin is, especially when he calls me for help and then craps all over me. I deserve my spouse's undying support and understanding. Alright? Security. I need real friends, good sponsees in my life, people who understand the limits on my time. I need people who will treat me like a friend. I need not to be abused as a sponsor. I don't need his crap. I need peace and serenity in my life. I need not to have people waste my time. I need not to have people get in the way of my work so I can support my family. Pride, ego. No one should see me as being insincere. I should be respected as a good sponsor in AA. I deserve people's respect and admiration for all of the work that I do in the program. People should know my time is valuable and not wasted. I should be seen as a great friend. That is what was going on in my head. All right? That's my committee. Who's in there? What kind of people do we have? You know? What kind of people do you see up there? Do you see anybody that's angry? Is there anybody angry there? We got a Rambo. Alright? Who wants to be Rambo? Who should I pick as Rambo? Who gets really angry in here? Anybody? Michael, you said it. Mike's gonna be Rambo this time. Come on up here. So I got Rambo talking to me, right? Well, Rambo gets upset with me, and what do I say? I say, I deserve better than that. What am I doing? I'm judging what occurred, right? So I need a judge. Why don't you come on up and be the judge? All right, so I got this judge here. It's not just a judge, it's a judge and a jury. Not only am I hearing the story from my own self, I'm believing my own line, but now I'm convicting him of doing what I say he did. So he's a judge and a jury. Now, Rambo's sitting there saying, go out and kill him. Kill this guy, kill him dead, kill him right now. I'm angry, I want. But I know from my experience, I can't do that. If I do that, I go to jail. I'm way too conniving and underhanded. So what does Rambo start talking to? He starts talking to the executioner. This is the guy that will wait. He's the hitman. He will wait and plot out his revenge if it takes 10, 15, 20, 30 years until he gets his due. So who wants to be a hitman? Or a woman? Want to be the hit woman? Come on up here. Not that you would ever have waited and lie and wait to get even with anyone. All right. Well, did you see anybody else in here? What other characters in my head? Well,
how about Mr. AA?
We got Mr. AA. We got the sponsor. Two different people, or maybe the same person. We got the spiritual guru, Mr. AA. Who are we going to choose for that?
Peter.
Mr. AA, come on up here. All right? We got a sponsor. All right? Who can we use as a sponsor? Who wants to be a sponsor? Who we got there? Jerry, get up here. You're the sponsor. All right? Anybody else in this little thing here? Ah. Family man. We got the husband. We got a husband in here. His state of being is threatened. John, husband, get up here. We got a husband. Who else do we have? What did I say when I came downstairs? I wanted a wife who would be undivided and supportive. How do I get that point across? I have to be the victim. He says, honey, you wouldn't believe what that no good SOB did to me. The audacity of him. So I need a victim. Who can be the victim? Chris, come on up here and be the victim. Yeah, come on up here. All right. We got this man. We got the sponsor back there, right? Sponsor, he's a spiritual man. He's talking to God. He's praying and meditating. He can't look bad, you know. We need a spiritual man, you know, or a spiritual woman. Come on up here. You can be the spiritual woman. Just stand.